Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And we are back with Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program that's tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us through blogtalkradio.com, whether you're tuning in through our switchboard, our live chat, or even our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Our first guest, Greg Paul, was actually sharing with us about the power from the people. I think one of the things that our next guest will show us is that the power that comes within ourselves. Felice Cantatori is making his first appearance here on the program to talk to us not only about his journey in life, but what he's been able to learn from a very popular movie series that inspired his book, Rocky Spirit. Felice, welcome to Conversations Live.
Thank you, Cyrus. I like the intro, the shakers and the movers, and how about the guys that run the rocky steps? I guess you can include me on that.
Well, you know, exactly. And, you know, the steps make a few appearances in this book, and we're going to talk about that in a moment, Felice. But when I was reading the book, and in fact, when I was going back just to make my notes for this segment, I thought about that this story is one that's going to inspire a lot of people, because all of us have that thing, that movie, that music, that takes us to a place that we get pumped, we get excited, and we feel empowered. For you, that has been the Rocky franchise, but what has it been like for you sharing that with all of us?
Well, the franchise and the energy that the franchise emits, it's really amazing, and it has affected my life. And for me now to share what I've learned from the movies and share that with people around the world and get their feedback, it has just it's empowered me in a way that I know that I'm on the right track in my journey, and that's to really motivate others to follow their dreams. So use my example, but put themselves in my place and follow their own dreams.
Exactly. You know, you and I were connected through a mutual friend, Felice, and when I first heard about the book, I was automatically excited because I thought, okay, this is something that really, I think, goes to the heart of what we try to do every day. And that is to be able to encourage people to find something that they can connect with that will motivate them. Now, for you, as you mentioned, you know, it was more than just a movie for you. There was a powerful message in there. And I think for anyone who's seen it, you know, I think they kind of get that as well. But for you, you know, talk to us about how you went through the transformation. Because I think, you know, for you to be able to really explain where you are now, Felice, I think we need to know where you came from. What would be the biggest difference that you feel as though the Rocky movie and also the example of Rocky Balboa made in your life?
Right. Well, I always had a connection to the movie, Cyrus. For some reason, you know, there was a reason why I watched it as many times as I did, and I loved it as much as I have. And I never realized what it was. I mean, my whole life since I was 11 years old, when I first saw the first movie, Rocky, it made such an impact on me to the point where I always wanted to be in a Rocky movie. That was one of my goals in life. I had to get to a Rocky movie somehow. And I don't mind telling the audience that I succeeded in that goal, and it's a main part of the book, because the journey to get me there is really what's, you know, the fun read. And definitely has some great information in it. But for me, seeing the movie as an 11-year-old boy, and back in the 70s, when you see this movie on the big screen, the 70s was a different time of life. You know, we didn't have iPods and iPads and cell phones and things like that. You know, the only time you can get to see a movie was by going to the movie theater. And the in-theater experience just left this impression on me that, you know, it was something special about this movie and about rooting for the underdog. And I've always found myself throughout my entire life sort of rooting for the underdog because of Rocky. And, you know, it just, I took the lessons learned from the movies over the years, and I utilized them in my life, in my personal and business life, to always succeed in life. So I've always used those lessons. And I guess my makeup comes from watching those Rocky movies as a young boy.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, I think, too, a part of this experience and what I got from it, and now have you talk about this, Felice, and that is the importance of goal setting, the importance of having something that you are striving for. I thought about the incident or the experience, you mentioned the course, the steps, running them with Chrissy, and the feeling that you had being able to go up those steps, what that meant to you. Take us through that, because I think that was an important part of the important scene in the book, where you're able to take this journey that you know that Rocky was able to take. Take us into that.
Right. Well, that was actually the first time that I ever ran the Rocky Stairs. And in all of our lives, you know, we're always going to have ups and downs in our lives. And I certainly experienced some down years. And in running the stairs for the first time, and Chrissy, who at the time was my girlfriend, who is now my wife, and very instrumental in the story, it was getting up to the top of the stairs with her, you know, and having that person by your side who's always motivating you, you know, to do what you know, to do the right things and to be successful, and to get up to the top of the stairs with her was just a special moment in my life, because it told me that I was back. You know, I had overcome some of my challenges, you know, in my youth, and here I was on the top of the stairs. And when you get to the Rocky Steps, the Rocky Steps are the most energy for me, but I know for millions of others, because they've all run the stairs before, it's one of the most energizing places in the world. It is a piece of this movie that you can actually put yourself into, and you can attain this piece of this movie, and you can run these stairs, and you can jump around like Rocky, and you can do it and feel what it is, and the energy is just all around in that area. And from the very first time I ran the stairs to the special time that I ran them, that is a big part of the book, and this is after the after party for the last movie, Rocky Balboa. I actually made an appearance in that movie, Rocky Balboa, and then I went to the after party with the cast, and that's where the electricity really happened. And my wife Chrissy actually took a photograph on the top of the stairs of me, and she caught what I feel is energy on film. It's just it's a beautiful, beautiful shot that is without a doubt spiritual energy that comes out of me.
We're going to go back to what you were talking about with the cast here in a moment, Felice. So I want to kind of reset for those that are just tuning in. You're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Felice Cantatori. He's talking with us not only about what the Rocky Balboa movies did for him, but also what the whole experience means for him as far as going through life and looking at success and what is possible for him. That step scene that we were able to read about with Chrissy and you, I'm kind of reminded of that again, Felice, when you're then an accountant in advertising, and you are you're thinking about this great scene, and you get so excited thinking about this group of individuals going up those steps and being able to have that same experience. Talk to us about what it's been like to hear the stories back, because you share your story with us. What has it been like for you to know that there are other people out there who have not only, you know, felt what you felt, but appreciate your putting into words what they didn't know how to explain?
Right. Well, the greatest thing is when I get feedback from the book, when someone who's read the book and sends me an email and says that, you know, I've either changed their life or I've motivated them to follow their dream. And my original statement when I first wrote the book was, if I could just change one person's life with this story, by sharing this story, you know, I would consider myself a tremendous success. And that happened within the first couple of days of putting the book out. I got my first email, actually, from an 11-year-old boy. An 11-year-old boy said he read the book twice and it changed his life. And, you know, for me, I couldn't believe that. You know, the connection between me seeing the Rocky movies at age 11 and then this 11-year-old boy reading the book, and how did I change his life? But I was so grateful to get that email. And then I've gotten other emails how, you know, people have, turned their lives around. They've taken on nutrition programs, you know, and lost some weight because my book motivated them to do that. Or they went out and they purchased a car that once was stolen on them many years ago. And I also got another email from a gentleman who always wanted to be in a movie. And when he read, he was so fascinated by the story about how I, you know, attained being in the Rocky Balboa movies. And he said the very next day after reading my book, he searched online and found out that one of his favorite actors was filming a movie in his neighborhood. And he said he would have never made that search if not for reading the book Rocky Spirit. And, I've just felt so good about that I could help people follow their dream. And I think that's really, you know, that's really what the book is about.
Right, right. You know, Rocky, as we know from the movies, experienced those agonizing, heartbreaking tragedies, those bumps in the road, as you refer to them.
Yes.
I think we all go through that. When the times were dark, Felice, when it did not seem possible to move forward, how were you able to draw strength from that example of Rocky and dealing with your own darkness and being able to move forward into the light?
Well, you know, Rocky's been in each Rocky movie, he's put himself in different settings at different times. You know, he was the up and coming, you know, the unknown, the up and coming. Then he was the champion. Then he lost the championship. And it was so many different ways. And when I was down and out at a time, I said to myself, you know, I have two decisions here. I could either stay down and go the wrong way. And, you know, I look at it like a fork in a road. I could either, you know, go left and go the right way, or stay down, go right and go the wrong way. And I said to myself, you know, I'm going to pick myself off the ground. And it's nothing that happens instantly, you know, especially, you know, when you experience a loss in your life, which at the time I did, I had lost my father at an early age. And I said to myself, you know, I really have to pick myself up, and I have to help myself and use my circle of influence and the people around me to help me make the right decisions to put myself back on track. And every time I've been down, I always hear that little voice from the Rocky movies. It's actually the manager, Mickey, who always says, get up, you know, get up, one more round. And anytime I feel like I got knocked down, I always say to myself, one more round. And that's a message that I'd also like to share with the readers of the book. It's always one more round. You know, you could always get yourself up. And the Rocky character showed that he could do that. You know, how many times did he get knocked down in some of those boxing fights? But the reason why, you know, he persevered is because he kept picking himself up, and he kept going, and he kept moving his feet, and he kept punching, and he got to where he got to be.
There is this great scene, and if you don't mind, I want to actually read it because
sure.
I think it is it says so much, I think, about the experience and how it's all summed up on page 166. I think you already know the scene. Coach Ray held the ropes open for me to climb through. Once inside, I stood still in my corner and watched my much larger opponent bounce up and down to ready himself. In slow motion, my eyes observed a large man dressed all in red with lots of hair sticking out from his tank top. I focused on his black mouthpiece. The eye of the tiger continued to blast in the background as the crowd cheered, chanting both Rocky and Felice. I was zoned in like never before. Tinseltown may have been thousands of miles away, but this was a Hollywood movie, and I was the star. It was my Rocky. And I thought about that at the end, Felice, because I think that is really putting yourself into that situation and, you know, almost a what would Rocky do type of situation.
Right.
Talk to us and our listeners about how they, when they are looking a challenge right in the eye, when they're looking a new opportunity right in the eye, the attitude that you took away from the Rocky movies and from the Rocky experience and that energy that you were able to use. Tell them how you hope they're able to do the same thing in facing whatever it is that they're facing.
Right. Well, you know, what you're talking about, Cyrus, in the book is a lot about the law of attraction. Mm-hmm. And how it all, you know, it sort of puts me in these places that, you know, I was supposed to be. And for some reason, I guess I was supposed to enter the boxing ring. Even though I've never fought in my life, I actually got put in a position to do a charity fight. And I'm a pretty big man. And when I first signed up for the fight, I knew it was my destination. But when I first signed up for my fight, I said, I'm going to be bigger than everybody. I never dreamed the giant-sized man that they would put me up with. And a great guy, by the way. He really was a special person. And we had a very good spirited fight and an actual boxing match. And he was bigger than me and stronger than me. And he actually beat me in one of our sparring sessions pretty good. And I knew I was up against a challenge. And whether it's a challenge, you know, for me, as I got to actually live the Rocky movie in the middle of a boxing ring, or it's the challenge of an important business meeting, or it's a challenge of a health issue, or any challenge, a challenge of a recreational baseball game on the weekend. I've always looked at it in a way where, here's my opportunity to step up and do good. And here's my opportunity to find my spirit within my heart to do the best I can. And, what I want to, through that story, what I want to show the reader is that, yes, you can accomplish anything in life. You have the power within you. If you have the power, then you have the passion, and if you have the purpose, and if you have the perseverance, you can accomplish anything your heart desires. And that is really the main message of the book. And at that point in time, when I was in the middle of the ring and I was looking at that opponent, and I knew, just how good that opponent was and how strong that opponent was, I knew that that night was my night because it was in my heart. And win or lose, it didn't matter. For me, it was stepping into the ring and taking the chance and stepping up. It was just taking the chance made me a winner, no matter what the outcome was.
Exactly.
And I think that's the perfect message. And sometimes people don't take the chance out of fear. And once you let fear get in the way, you're never going to be able to accomplish your dreams. You can't have that fear. You have to move that fear out of the way. You have to take that chance. If you if you ask people who have been tremendously successful in their life monetarily, and when I titled the book "The Connection to Success," I didn't mean it as something as how much money you make. Success can be defined in many ways, and for me, success was defined by finding my passion.
Exactly.
And when you look at it, when that person is there in the middle of that ring and going for their successful opportunity, you kind of move fear out of the way, you concentrate on your goal, and you go after your goal, and good things will happen from there.
Exactly. I totally agree with you. Again, Felice Cannatore, everyone. He's the author of the book Rocky Spirit, The Rocky Balboa Connection to Success. Felice, let our listeners know how they can find out more information about you as well as how they can get their copy of the book.
Sure. I have a website. It's www.rockyspirit.org. And the book is offered on a couple of websites online, and the two main sites being, of course, Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. The best way to find the book is by Googling Rocky Spirit on Google, and all the information should be up there. And I'm so proud of the wonderful reviews the book has gotten. There's so many of them, and it really every one I take on with such pride.
Right. Well, congratulations to you, Felice. It is a powerful read, and I do encourage people to pick it up. I think it will be amazing and encouraging for people of all ages to think about exactly what is possible for each one of them. So, Felice, again, congratulations. We look forward to staying in contact with you, man.
Oh, thank you. And I think you guys do a great job on your social media. Your positive words that you write every day is so inspiring, and I can't thank you enough for that. I enjoy seeing them every day.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. It's really, I think, because of our audience, man, that we really try to encourage them and to inspire them toward their own greatness. And I think this book is going to do the very same thing. Again, everyone, A Rocky Spirit, you can go to the website rockyspirit.org for more information about the book. It's also available on Amazon.com, as you said there. You can make sure you post your review. I'll be posting mine this week. Make sure you take advantage of that opportunity as well and share with other people what the story means for you. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. If you missed any part of the conversation with Felice and also our first guest, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, the link's available already on both of those places. We actually tagged Felice in both of them, so you can just actually find him on Facebook and Twitter on our page as well. Until next time, I'm Cyrus West saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.